Hello, my name is Mrs. Elo, and you are on to Oti Stories. Oti Stories is a world of interesting, inspiring, faith-based stories. And you can connect with us via Telegram, t.me/OtiStories, or visit our website, otistories.com. The story that you're about to listen to is titled Move. Learn how to get your miracle now. Be fired up to move in the direction of your miracle, no matter how impossible it seems, as you listen to this powerful story. Sometime last week, I was to embark on a journey. My journey was fixed for Wednesday, and my flight was scheduled for 12 noon. On Tuesday, that is the day before the journey, I got involved in a lot of activities. I had a good number of people to see, I had a lot of arrangements to make, and I had a lot of things to get that weren't just planned for. I had already made preparations for my journey the week before, but some things came up that I really had to attend to before traveling. You wouldn't believe that by 11 p.m., I hadn't gone to bed. I needed to sleep early so that I could wake up early for my journey the next day. I didn't want to miss my flight at all. By the time I returned to the house, it was already 10 p.m. I had to do some things, take care of my baby and all. By 11 p.m., I tried to pack up my things, but I felt so tired and sleepy. So, I went to bed hoping that I would wake up in the next 4 hours. The next day, I heard the voice of my husband right in my sleep, calling out my name. And the next thing, I felt him pulling my right hand. So, I opened my eyes and I saw him sitting beside me. He was like, "Wake up, it's 8 a.m., our flight." On hearing that, I jumped out of bed immediately. I was so confused. I didn't even know where to start. I was yet to pack my bags as I planned to the night before. I also had my baby to tidy up before leaving and so much more. I didn't just know where to start from. It is a 3 hours drive from my house to the airport. As I was packing and tidying up the baby, something told me, "You would not be able to meet up with the flight. There is no need to waste your time." I paused and almost yielded to it. But then I remembered a message I had listened to a few months ago. In that message, I was told that every child of God has dominion over time. So, I felt reassured again and then continued to prepare. With the little slacks here and there, at around 11 a.m., I was fully set. I had just an hour to get to the airport, which is a 3 hours drive from my house. I got a cab and told the driver to be as fast as possible, and then we zoomed off. All the way, I kept speaking to myself. I kept saying, "I have dominion over time. I'll get there before time, and I will not miss my flight." When the driver eventually arrived, I checked my time and it was just 11:45 a.m. I didn't know how it happened and how a 3-hour journey was compressed into about 45 minutes. All I knew was that I am a child of God and that time answers to me. At the entrance of the airport, I experienced another delay. The door refused my husband from entering. It drew unusual attention. By the time it was thoroughly checked, it was discovered that the metal buttons on his shirt were responsible for the denial. By the time we were cleared, it was already 12 p.m. We went straight to the check-in desk, and there we were told the flight we booked was already boarding and that we were too late. On hearing that, my hope dropped. I looked at my husband and asked him what he suggested we do. He smiled back at me with so much peace and said, "We are children of God. Things work for us. We cannot miss this flight." I smiled back at him and we both looked back at the person on the desk. We told him to check us in and that we'll make it to the plane in time. He looked at us with surprise, as though he felt quite impressed with our decision. He gave us a nod, and in less than a minute, he gave us our tickets. Immediately, we turned to go to the boarding unit. But then, a man in his uniform rushed to the desk and asked his colleagues what the problem was. When they told him, he began to scream at us, saying that there was no way that we were going to get on that flight and that we were just too late. Because we didn't know who this man was, we returned back to the person who checked us in and asked him if we could reschedule. He looked at us for about 3 seconds and told us sternly, "Go, you will make it." So, we headed to the boarding unit. That man didn't give up. He kept following us and kept on screaming loud at us, "You will not make it. I said, you will not make it. Do not waste your time. You can't make it." While he was still screaming at us, a young man from the desk ran to us and offered to help us check in our luggage as quickly as possible so that we could meet up with the flight. We gave it to him and then we kept moving. As soon as that man took our luggage from us, the other man increased the sound of his voice. He kept shouting, "Don't go. You have already missed the flight." When we got to the boarding unit, we met a very long queue. The plane for our destination had finished boarding and they had begun the boarding process for another plane booked for another destination. I don't know why, but for some reasons, we didn't just ask for help nor push. we waited till it got to our turn on that long queue. When we got to the front, we were told that our plane had finished boarding 15 minutes ago. Then we were told to go in if we still wanted to try to meet up with the flight. We were also advised to run as fast as possible if we really didn't want to miss the flight. And that was what we did. We ran as fast as possible. When we got to the plane, we had the shock of the day. We were told that the plane had been delayed just for us. There was no way a plane that had fully boarded by 11:45 a.m. would not have taken off by 12:35 p.m. We were told that the plane had been delayed just for us. We don't know how, but we know that God was involved. After settling down on our seats, it dawned on me that getting a miracle is in your hands. The miracle is always there, but it's up to you to move in its direction, no matter how impossible it seems, and no matter how loud that voice screams at you saying, "You can't make it. It's too late. Your account is empty. You are poor. You are a condemned sinner. You are a failure," and so on and so forth. Yes, that voice will come. But always remember that it may sound correct, but it is not true. God, your miracle, is waiting for you. Please do not stop at the check-in desk. Do not leave the airport. Do not reschedule. Your miracle is now. Move! Thank you so much for listening to this amazing and inspiring story. Wow, it's truly a blessing, and I know you've been blessed by it, and so have I. This story was originally written by otisstories.com and also narrated to you by otisstories.com. Remember to connect with us on Telegram via our Telegram channel t.me/otisstories, or visit our website for all of our stories, otisstories.com. I look forward to having you next Sunday. God bless you. Keep moving in the direction of your miracle. Your miracle is now.